On Carnegie Mellon University Week, what if you could control something by just thinking? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Bin He, professor of biomedical engineering, explains.
Mind control is no longer science fiction. A brain-computer interface, or BCI, is a device that allows an individual to control a machine or computer just by thinking about it. Non-invasive EEG-based BCI use a brain wave or EEG to record and decode brain intention that is safe and convenient, compared to more risky, invasive methods that use a brain implant. Generally, they take longer to learn and users ultimately vary in performance. We have looked into mind control by examining the brain side story and hypothesized that meditation or yoga is able to enhance and improve an individual's ability to control a BCI. We recently completed a large-scale human study involving an 8-week course in simple, widely practiced meditation techniques to test their effect as a potential training tool for BCI control. Our results show that humans with just 8 weeks of lessons in mindful meditation training demonstrate significant advantage compared to those with no prior meditation training. The meditation group performed much better than the control group and learned the mind control skills much faster than the control group. Meditation has been widely practiced for well-being and improving health. Our work demonstrates that it can also enhance a person's mental power for mental control, and ultimately may facilitate a broader use of non-invasive brain-computer interface technology.
That was Bin He of Carnegie Mellon University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.